It seems to me that just about every single day these days is a holiday. Some of them are more serious or widespread than others, while some are downright goofy or perhaps a bit more regional in scope. Seward's Day, which I highlighted not that long ago, is, in my opinion, a very worthy and serious holiday, but restricted to just Alaska. Another one, International Moment of Laughter Day, was just a few days back and sounds like one I could really get behind, though I don't like to think of laughter as contained to units of time called moments. Another example. Today is Kindergarten Day, yet another one that sounds like something I could get behind. Kindergarten Day is celebrated in honor of the birth of Friedrich Froebel. Mr. Froebel is credited with having started the first kindergarten in Germany in the early 1800s. It quickly became popular. Kindergartens were originally a half-day affair to get children acclimated into learning, social interaction, and school in general, but in a fun and educational manner. I remember it was still a half-time gig when I started in the early 1970s. Kindergarten has since evolved, in most areas, into a full-time program. Well, today celebrates kindergarten, in case you didn't know. Again, every day is a holiday of some sort. With that in mind, I'd like to talk about one happening tomorrow. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. To further what I just said, tomorrow is a number of things, including National Jelly Bean Day and Girl Scout Leader Day. I have no doubt whatsoever that some folks across our great nation are zeroed in on one or the other of those, possibly both, I guess, with plans to celebrate either jelly beans or Girl Scout leaders, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. However, there's a bigger day in play tomorrow. With all due respect to Girl Scout leaders and jelly bean aficionados, I'm talking about Earth Day. Earth Day was founded in 1970 as a day of education about environmental issues. It has grown into a globally celebrated holiday that in some places has morphed into a full-on Earth Week, with 7 days of events focused on issues regarding our planet. This day was the brainchild of Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin, who drew his inspiration from the anti-war protest of the late 1960s. The idea was for Earth Day to create a mass environmental movement. It began as a national teach-in on the environment and was held on April 22nd, a day selected to maximize the number of students reached on campuses of universities across the nation. Senator Nelson had hoped to get folks to notice issues with air and water pollution. As a side note, and something of a lengthy one, what do you know about Gaylord Nelson? The man behind Earth Day, as mentioned, was a senator from Wisconsin and before that its governor. Nicknamed Happy as a child, he figured out at a young age what he wanted to do with his life. He attended a campaign speech by a senator when he was 10 years old and told his dad that's what he wanted to be. He was tied to the environment from a very young age, having grown up in a small town in northern Wisconsin and been raised in a family that valued such things. While serving as governor, he used a penny-a-pack cigarette tax to fund a program that allowed Wisconsin to purchase hundreds of thousands of acres of wetlands and open spaces. He was elected to the U.S. Senate in the early 1960s and served a total of 18 years in that capacity. He was the author of legislation to preserve the 2,100-mile Appalachian Trail Corridor, and he sponsored or co-sponsored countless conservation bills, including the Wilderness Act, the National Environmental Education Act, and, of critical importance to those of us in Alaska, ANILCA, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. He once wrote in a letter to President John F. Kennedy, "There is no domestic issue more important to America, in the long run, than the conservation and proper use of our natural resources, including fresh water, clean air, tillable soil, forest, wilderness, habitat for wildlife, minerals, and recreational assets." But Nelson wasn't just a one-trick pony. Despite the fact that his name became synonymous with environmental issues, his presence was felt in a lot of other areas as well, including Senate ethics, government help for small businesses and dairy farms, the safety and availability of prescription drugs, education issues, automobile and tire safety, tax and social security reform, a ban on the pesticide DDT, and his strong opposition to the Vietnam War. The thing he is remembered for the most, though, is what we're focusing on today, what will happen tomorrow, Earth Day. He is known as the father of Earth Day. I mentioned he found inspiration in anti-war protest. While in California in 1969 for a speech at a water conference, He happened to pick up and read a magazine with an article about teach-ins on college campuses against the Vietnam War. He later claimed an epiphany for this, saying, "I suddenly said to myself, why not have a nationwide teach-in on the environment?" That moment of insight led to the first Earth Day on April 22, 1970, which changed the political perception of the environment. An estimated 20 million people took part in that first one. Congress adjourned so its members could speak in places across the nation, and over 2,000 colleges took part. Nelson had said that before that day he was lucky to get 17 votes in the Senate on any sort of environmental issue. Afterwards, it became a different ballgame altogether. Nelson continued to work tirelessly on environmental issues after leaving the Senate in 1981. In 2004, the Gaylord A. Nelson Wilderness Area was designated in Wisconsin. A year later, Nelson passed away at the age of 89. Regarding Earth Day, what was left to do but grow? And it did. From that initial 20 million folks, the numbers just continued to climb with the years. In 1990, it went global, and 200 million people in 141 countries participated in the event, according to the Earth Day Network. 10 years later saw 5,000 environmental groups in 184 countries take part. In 2010, for the 40th anniversary, almost 250,000 people gathered at the National Mall for a climate rally. The Earth Day Network launched a campaign to plant 1 billion trees, which was achieved in 2012. Today, it is estimated that more than 1 billion people across the globe participate in Earth Day activities on some level, which I guess allows me to transition to the following. What does Earth Day mean for those of us living around Bristol Bay? Earth Day was conceived to create awareness for environmental issues. Awareness is all well and good, but doesn't amount to squat, in my opinion, without some form of follow-through or action. Because of where we live, there is every probability that actions you can do for Earth Day may largely be things you do yourself, with family, or a small group of friends. Here's a few ideas that just might work around Southwest Alaska. Cut back on driving, if driving is what you do now. Walk, ride your bike, or carpool instead. Certainly for being outdoors, the weather is conducive to this right now. Volunteer your time to local organizations or efforts. There will be many community cleanup efforts kicking off very soon. Actively participating is certainly action geared towards helping the environment, even if picking up trash sometimes has a Sisyphus pushing the stone feel to it. If you haven't done so, consider switching your bill paying and finances to online to save paper, which saves trees. Make an effort to encourage others to be like-minded, whether coworkers, friends, or family. Participate in recycling efforts where and when you are able. Take steps to make your home more energy efficient, whether that's weatherproofing your windows, fixing a leaky faucet, or whatever happens to be the case in your home. Educate yourself on environmental issues and what's being done about them. With how easy it is to access information these days, this should be an easy one to tackle. Participate in local events. For example, this year, there will be public rallies in the form of marches for science held across the nation, held in conjunction with Earth Day, including one here locally in Dillingham. The intent of the march is to show support of science and education and to encourage the government to take action on environmental issues. The local march here in Dillingham begins at the college at 11 a.m. tomorrow. I think the biggest thing most of us can do is two-part. Just be more responsible stewards of our world and also make sure we take the time to get out and enjoy that world. It's not far removed from what many of us learned in kindergarten. And with that, another shout out to Mr. Frabel today. Pick up after ourselves and have fun when we're outside. Keep it simple, but be sure you follow through on it. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.